you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify you. We thank you, Father, for each and every person that's in this room and each and every person that is watching us online. We thank you, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for their life. And Father God, we thank you that they will fulfill that plan, that they will fulfill that purpose. We thank you, Father, today as we go to study your word, we thank you that your word will not return void, but that word will penetrate the hearts and the lives of each and every one of us and help us to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. But we thank you that most of all, that we'll take forth the word that springs forth life on the inside of us and we'll go out to the highways and the byways and share the love of Jesus Christ with a lost and dying and hurting world. Father God, we thank you for revival. We thank you for revival to this nation. We thank you, Father, for revival to this generation. We thank you for signs, wonders, miracles, and healings taking place in our midst today. We thank you, Father, that we come not in our own strength. We come not in our own might. We come not in our own ability, but we come in your strength, in your might, and your ability that you be lifted up. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that lives big and on the inside of us, that leads us and guides us and shows us the way and gives us utterance to speak with all boldness, with all boldness, with all boldness, the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, and Jesus is coming again. Father God, we thank you for your anointing that's here this morning. We thank you that if anyone is here in this place or watching us online that is going through any kind of situation, whether it be physical, financial, spiritual, emotional, whatever it might be, Father, we thank you that that anointing of God will minister to them, will touch their life, will touch their body, will set them free in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for everything you have done, everything you are doing, both here and around the world. And we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated. I don't know about you, but I'm excited this morning. I'm excited today because this is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Before I get going, I do want to make my normal announcement. You know, I always kind of give you a podcast update. Most of you know that myself and Brother Tony McKinnon down there, we call him T-Mac, we have a weekly podcast, very popular in India. You know, it is popular in the United States too, but for some reason we got on this the number one streaming site in India, and people started watching, listening to us, where it's an audio only. If you want to know where to find it, if you'll just Google Craig Hagin Podcast, it's pretty much on every podcast platform that you can think of, including the ones in India. But we're so excited about what God's doing. And in our podcast, we actually, so far, we've only interviewed Rhema graduates. Because we're trying to show what Rhema graduates are doing around the world. Because you know what? This is the best Bible school in the world. And we're being trained and we're being sent forth. And there's 93,000 graduates around the world at our 272 campuses in 52 nations that is going around the world preaching faith, preaching healing, preaching the moving of the Holy Spirit. And we're so excited about the future. Amen. So this is a very special podcast we just released on Thursday. We released new ones on Tuesday and Thursday. And on Thursday, we have a class here at Rhema Bible Training College. If you want more information about Rhema, obviously you can take a tour today if you're here. If you're watching us online, rbtc.org. You can go online, give us your information, tell us you want to come. Though, just give us your information and we'll have one of our student ambassadors give you a call, set up a tour if you can, and tell you more about Rhema. But we'd love to hear from you. But anyway, we have a media and ministry class. 74 people crowded into our podcast studio up here. And I'm just telling you, we weren't socially distanced. I'm sorry, guys. So what we did was we showed them how we do podcasts. But we just didn't show them. You know, some of you have to lead by example. So how many? Seven of them? seven of those lovely students, we just said, hey, pointed to you, and we put them in what we called the hot seat. And we began to ask them about their experience and how they got their aim. And I mean, there was all kinds of awesome things that took place. You know, we don't know what they're going to say. They might say that we stink and Ramah stink, but, you know, but they didn't. They all of them. I mean, it was just, in fact, the way the last one was so good, I couldn't even say anything even better than what they said. I said, well, what she said, rbtc.org. I mean, pretty much. And so just encourage you to listen to that. And then, you know, I said, a lot of you might not know much about it. So actually, our next podcast guest coming up Tuesday is Christy Wicks. She's our head recruiter here at Ramah. She's grew up in the church, in the youth group with me and her wonderful husband, Greg. And, you know, me and Greg have a lot of good stories together. It may be good, maybe bad. Maybe some of you don't need to know some of the stories. Anyway, and so we interview her, and she just talks about Ramah. You know, and I mean, God's doing great things. Amen. Amen. So just want to let you know about that. Now back to the show. All right. My working title, I'm going to say working title because this was my original title, but as this morning, as I begin to pray and stuff, I might change it to a little more modern title, but my working title right now, until we get to later on the message, is Ignition. Ignition. Now, what does that mean, Craig? What is ignition? Well, have you ever seen a rocket ship on a launching pad? Ever seen that? Okay. Some of you have seen rocket ship on a launching pad. Okay. If you go to Google, type in rocket ship on a launching pad. I mean, we just launched SpaceX just launched a rocket. And I mean, it was amazing. A bunch of people were sitting there watching. Anyone know how this thing works? Remember, there's this countdown. Starts with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then they say the word ignition. Anyone heard that word ignition? Ignition. Now, you know, this rocket that's sitting there on the launching pad, it's loaded with all kinds of fuel. I mean, all kinds of powerful fuel. I mean, so powerful that it'll blast you into outer space. But I'm here to tell you that powerful fuel is not as powerful as the Word of God. And that powerful fuel is there, but you know what? It's just sitting there, ready for somebody to ignite that fuel. Ready for something to happen to ignite the fuel so it can blast off. And as I was praying over the last few weeks, the Lord showed me that we've got right up, really close to, right up to that ignition sound. That ignition sound. In fact, for some of you that grew up in the 80s, we're at the final countdown. I know, some of you, you know. I don't know what this song said, but it says the final count. In fact, they play that before basketball games, before football games. But I'm telling you, we're at the final countdown, the last countdown, the countdown that's going to really matter, that's going to take us out of this place. And it's time for the last day revival. The last day revival. And so, you know, just because that fuel is powerful, nothing happens until, first of all, they have to have the countdown. And then they get to the countdown, and then something has to light the source. Something has to light the source. And I'm here to tell you today that it's time to get lit up. To get lit up. See, my second title, that probably the one we're going to go with, is I'm going to get lit. Now, many of you have said that in a wrong sense at some point in time in your life, but it's time to get lit this morning. I'm ready to be lit this morning. I'm ready to light the fuel. I'm ready to take off. But in order to take off, we got to get lit. Because, you know, have you ever seen, you know, gasoline or whatever, and it says this thing called flammable? Do you realize there's no issue with the flammable until a flame comes by? But when the flame comes by, that flammable is just sitting there. I mean, You know, gasoline might smell bad, but it's just sitting there. But when someone puts a flame near that gas, and all of a sudden, it just takes off. You know, and sometimes it takes off so much that nothing can really stop it. I mean, you know, well, we've seen forest fires, and you know, Smokey Bear, remember the forest fire thing for summer? You know, there's been a lot of fires, you know, tragically, that has damaged a lot of stuff. But this fire doesn't damage stuff. This fire heals stuff. This fire sets stuff free. And it's time to get on fire. Tell your neighbor, whether you're here, whether you're watching online, I'm ready to get lit. I'm ready to get lit. Now here's the thing. Is the devil, the thief, El Diablo. I read it all the time. You know that John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Actually, the New Living says, it says his purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. He has one purpose and one purpose in life, and that's to stop the final countdown. He's trying to stop the last revival. He's trying to stop the move of God. But I'm here to tell you that he's not going to win. 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 You know, Dad, my wonderful father, he has a couple of things. First of all, and actually I don't have his bracelet on, but he has a bracelet. I mean, this is his saying, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. Anyone know that? Pastor Hagin, that's one of his things. And we actually put it on one of these bracelets there. It's out in the bookstore. In fact, we have one of the best bookstores. It's not just a bookstore. It's a book and gift store. It's courtesy of Mom. Mom has all kinds of gifts, especially if you're a lady. I mean, we have stuff that ladies want. And if you're here, I know a lot of first-time visitors are here. Go out to the North Lobby over there. It's a bookstore. Anyway, but there's also a bracelet that says, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. Because folks, if we do not quit, the devil will not defeat us. The devil will not stop us. The devil will not keep us from igniting that source. You know, and this morning as I was praying for this nation. I was praying for this world. I was praying for this move. I begin to think of all the on the verge messages. I'm tired of on the verge messages. I'm tired of being on the verge. I'm tired of being almost there. Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. It's true. But it's time we have to decide that we're going to get lit, because see, the power is there. The power of the Holy Ghost is always there. The power of God is always there. But we have to decide. It's up to us to get lit. It's up to us to get on fire. It's up to us to do something. It's up to us to be that man, to be that woman, to decide in our heart. Because it's only about Jesus. It's only about Jesus. It's only about Jesus. It's only about Jesus. And the world needs to see what we have. Because if we really have something special, we'd want to share it with the world. I don't know about you, but I'm excited this morning. How many of you are excited this morning? How many of you are ready to get lit this morning? I was going to ask for an amen, but I guess I've had plenty of them. How many of you that are watching online? And thank you, His Glory Ministries. Pastor Dave Scarlett, wonderful gentleman. You know, and we partner with them. And they said, they told us the other day, they said, Craig, we don't have a Bible school, and we don't know where to point one to, but we want to start pointing one to your Bible school. So welcome, His Glory Ministries. Welcome to the Rhema family. Well, we're bringing hope, help, and healing to the world. And that shouldn't just be a buzzword, but that should be a real word. We have a world that's hurting. We have a world that needs hope. We have a world that needs healing. And it's time for us to get lit and to go out and take that message. to the world, because we're at the final countdown and we cannot be defeated and we will not quit. Now, I haven't got to my sermon yet. It's good. I'm not even at the introduction, if you know the truth of the matter. But I'm telling you what, see, here's the thing. You know, a lot of times we get these messages and we get these sermons, but we got to get something in our heart. We got to have it down here. It's not about having it on the word. I mean, everybody has the word. We got plenty of words. Everyone's like, I need a word from the Lord. Well, we have plenty of them. 66 books. The word from the Lord, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. But you need the word of the Lord inside your heart. You need to get lit. You need to get fired up. Now, it's interesting. You know, we go to a ball game and they start the cheerleaders. Let's get fired up or whatever. You know, some of you might be doing it better than me, you know. Well, do you understand shaking your arms doesn't fire you up? What fires you up is when you get the Spirit of the living God dwelling in your heart. That's how you get fired up. That's how you get, you know, I want to be more energized than the bunny. I mean, if a bunny can be energized, why can't I be energized? I tell you what, you know, maybe my body's tired, but you know what? It doesn't matter. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ. I'm just going to light the spark. I'm going to let him take over the fire. All I got to do is light the spark. All I got to do is just, you know, light it up. Get lit. Get lit. I know that kind of sounds weird for some of you, whatever, but it doesn't matter. You know what? God can use the weird. He can even use me. Okay, let me get to my message. Acts chapter 2. Amen. God's lit, so am I. You know, I forgot. There's one more thing I forgot to say about my introduction. Has anyone ever been watching the rocket countdown before? And they're like, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. Oh, bad number. 5, 5. See, that's how the countdown seems to be going right now. It's like, you know, we're taking longer, we're taking longer. And the devil is trying to make our countdown never get to ignition. Because if he can ever get the church fired up to ignite. Hey, remember my grandfather's favorite song, The Blood Bought the Church the Redeemed? Nothing can stop that mighty moving forth of the blood bought, the church, the redeemed. Nothing. No devil in hell. No crooked media. No censorship by big tech companies. Nothing that can stop the mighty moving force of God if the Christians would get lit and get fired up and quit being the cheerleaders. See, I always talk about being a doer. Being a doer of the word, not just being a cheerleader of the word. So what everyone needs cheerleaders know, the Lord doesn't want cheerleaders, he wants participants. Get off the bench and get in the game. Get off the bench and get in the game. Get off the bench and get in the game. So here we are. We're in Acts chapter 2. Remember Acts chapter 2? That's where we're at. It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. Not all sitting in a Honda. They were all with one accord. Okay? In one place. And we'll get back to that in a minute. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of a fire, and one set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They had an awesome experience, and we'll get down to that in a minute. But there's something that started the experience. Something that started the experience that says they were in one place and they were in one accord. They were in one place and they're in one accord. One place, one accord. One place, one accord. So what are you saying? They were coming together. They were coming together, not only coming together in one place, but coming together in unity. Now, let's fast forward to the 2020, 2021 place. Do you know what the devil is trying to stop the church from doing? To being in one place and to being in one accord. He's trying to divide this nation. He's trying to divide, you know, this nation like crazy. Because if we can, do you realize that there's something like 50,000 denominations in the United States of America? You know, because if I don't like your denomination, I'm going to start the I'm cooler than you denomination and get five or six other churches to join my denomination. And even though we kind of believe like the, you know, I'm cool too church, we just don't want to fellowship with those guys because they're weird. You know, it's time to quit thinking about weird. It's time to come together as a united church. Come together. Because when we come together in one place, in one accord. And I'm here to tell you, the devil, the thief, the El Diablo, he's trying to stop this mighty moving forth. But, you know, he can't. He can't. He can try. But 2,000 years ago, we just celebrated Easter. How many remember Easter? I got you know, because sometimes people forget. Easter, I mean, you know, say, yeah, Easter was a few Sundays ago. No, Easter was 2,000 years ago. See, you're thinking about last Easter, and, you know, I don't want to think about the Easter before that, because that was a weird Easter. I mean, the Easter Bunny didn't even visit some kids, because it had to be socially distant. Anyway, that's a bad one. Take that out. That was a joke. It probably shouldn't have been. But Easter doesn't happen every year. It already happened. By his stripes, you were healed. By his blood, you were set free. But then he went down. He defeated Satan. Took away the keys. He's rising to the right hand side of the Father. And the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the living God. I didn't say you have Fruit Loops on the inside. I said you got the Spirit of the living God on the inside. Maybe you had Wheeze this morning. I don't care if you have Wheeze on the inside, because that doesn't matter. What matters is you have the Spirit of the living God on the inside. The Spirit of the living God, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you. And it will not only just quicken your mortal body, but it will start a fire to this nation and a fire to this world if you'll let it. If you'll get lit. But we got to come in one place, and we got to come in one accord. We got to be, we should be unified. Unified. Now, you know, we have to lead by example. Because if you know, these on the verge messages are good, but it's been prophesied that Rhema would have a huge place in the end time revival. Now, remember, we teach that Rhema is a word. Greek word means the spoken word. It's a place that's right here. And it's a worldwide ministry. And we say that anyone who comes and is a part of us, whether, you know, maybe you're on His Glory Network and you just joined us, welcome to the family. Welcome. We talk about the Rhema family. And Rhema family, some of our aren't graduates. They're just part. We just engraft them in part of the family. And we're, you know, but what's even more awesome than that, you know, we are going to have a mighty place, but we got to lead people. Now, what's even awesome is back in the 1900s, a young man named Rupert Bailey, this was the Bailey Farm, and he got saved at Tent Revival. You know, I don't remember the minister's name right now, but that, see, the minister's name doesn't matter. I don't care how you got saved. What matters is you got saved. I don't care about the minister. I care about Jesus. But so he got saved, and he began to pray right here on this farm. Not our farm anymore, but it was a farm. And the Lord showed him, I think he was like a 17-year-old man. The Lord showed him, said, from this place, right here where you're sitting. I think he was praying right around this area. No, he's probably praying right here. Or maybe it's back, maybe it's right here. See, this is where the original pulpit was. And if some of you don't mind, this actually goes up and down. If I stand there, if they want to, don't lower me, but they could lower me. And I would disappear. But then I would come back up. I would arise from the ground. So anyway, he said, from this place, would be a mighty move that would touch the entire nation and the entire world. And I think we're at the fulfillment of the prophecy. And we've done a little, but I think there's more to come. But I think it's time to lead by example. It's time to lead this nation in getting lit. Because if we can't get you guys on fire, we're not going to get anybody else on fire. I mean, I think for the most part, we're here at Rainbow Bible Church, we're in unity and harmony, and we've been in one place for a while. The devil tried, but he can't stop us. He can't stop us. So my grandfather, the last few years of his life, he had something what he called the Holy Ghost meeting. And he said that this move of the Spirit will be lost to this generation if we don't teach it, if we don't keep it going. And one of the last few things, and I don't know, as I was praying this morning, it really kind of hit me that he was kind of being prophetic. Okay, some of you know that his mom was supposed to name him John. And John was a foreteller of Jesus Christ. You know, and so one of the last things he did, we had these Holy Ghost meetings, and he preached on a couple of different scriptures, but one here was Acts chapter 4. And Acts chapter 4, and I'm going to start with verse 13, and he would preach on this. I don't know how many times. I mean, this is right where we're living today. You know, see, the Bible's a relevant book for today. Acts 4, 13, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John," now Peter and John were disciples of Jesus, but so are you, you're a disciple of Jesus. It says, "and perceived that they were uneducated." See, they didn't know a whole lot. Uneducated and untrained men. "They marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus." See, it doesn't matter who you are, but whenever you spend time with Jesus, you're going to be on fire. But here's the thing, guys. We have Jesus Christ on the inside of us. So I don't care, you know, how smart you might be or how dumb you might be. It doesn't matter, because it's all about Jesus, not about you anyway. And even if you're an unmarveled or untrained man untrained or uneducated man, it doesn't matter. What matters is, do you know Jesus? You know, a lot of people want to drop names. You know, I tell people, hey, do you know so-and-so? Do you know so-and-so? I want to drop the biggest name. Do you know Jesus? You should be dropping his name every day. Hey, do you know Jesus? 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 Be the big name dropper, because, you know, he's the biggest name you'll ever drop. Anyway, it says, "and they realized that they had been with Jesus, and seeing the man who had been healed," a man got healed. People are getting healed. Isn't that great about the testimony? Isn't that awesome about that young lady there in the youth group? And her mom was sitting here, you know, hearing my message on faith. And that faith came into her heart. And she says, you know, "Father, you know, I just pray that my daughter's going to hear." And she does. She does. Signs, wonders, miracles. We pray for it every time I preach. I always pray for signs, wonders, and miracles. And you know, if we're going to get lit, we're going to see the signs, wonders, and miracles. Anyway, it says, "and seeing the man was healed, and they realized that they had been with Jesus, seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it." So what'd they do? Verse number 18. "So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus." I tell you what, there are some powers that would be that don't want you to speak at all or say anything about Jesus, because they're worried that we're entering the final countdown. They're worried about people really getting lit. They're worried about people getting excited, because they know they can't really stop it. They can try to stop it, but they can't stop it. They can pull you off Facebook, off Twitter, off anything, but they can't stop the move of God. They can't stop the move of God. Nothing can stop the move of God except you. Do you realize the only thing that can abort a launch is you? Because sometimes what happens in the countdown, someone, you'll hear abort, 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 and they'll stop. Anyone ever been, you know, watching one of these, you know, and you hear the abort? Well, quit saying abort. We're not for abortion. We're against abortion. All right? So quit trying to abort the final countdown. Just decide, hey, well, I'm going to just let it go and let God. I'm going to let it go and let God. Because if I just let God arise, hey, remember that old song, let God arise and the enemies be scattered? Let God, you know, yeah, let's let God arise in our heart. I got to hurry. Anyway, verse 23. What'd they do after they were told that they couldn't preach anymore? And, you know, big tech of the day says, hey, guys, I'm going to shut up. No more. We're going to take you away. It says, in being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all the chief priests and elders that said to them. So when they heard that, so they went back to their own company, the King James Version said, you know what? What we need to do is when people are trying to stop us, we come back together in unity and harmony. We get back with our own company because, you know, when you get with your own company, we can fire you back up. You know, because we hear those, let's get fired up. Anyway, so they said they came back to their own companion's company. And so when those other people, when they heard, they raised their voice to God. And with one accord, here's that one accord. So here they're back at one place and one accord again. One place and one accord. So what happened when you're one place and one accord? It says, and said, Lord, you are God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Skipping down to verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness, it doesn't matter what they're trying to stop me. It doesn't matter what they say. What they say is no big deal. And understand, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against the devil. I know we blame media outlets, we blame big tech, we blame whatever you might say, but we're wrestling against the devil. The devil is trying to stop this mighty moving force, but he can't. As long as we stay fired up, he can't. Anyway, he says, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. When you come together in one place and one accord, the Holy Ghost shows up and shakes the house. Hey, amen. It's time to shake the house, folks. Time to get shaken up. Tell your neighbor you want to be shook up. All right? Excuse me. So what happened after they were shaken? It says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness. When the Holy Spirit comes in, you begin to get bold. You begin to get bold. You begin to proclaim it from the housetop that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, and Jesus is coming again. And I'm a lit Christian for Jesus. I'm ready to ignite the fire. Now here in verse 32, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say anything that he possessed was his own, but they all had things in common. It wasn't about them, folks. It was about one thing in common. That one thing was Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because when you get that in common, you can change the world. And it says, and with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Man, you know what? What we need to do is whenever people tell us we can't do it, we come together, we get re-fired up, we get re-energized, and we get more bold. We kind of, remember blind Bartimaeus? When they told him to shut up, it says he got louder. It's time to get louder. I mean, it sounds like a basketball game, you know. Let's get loud, yeah! You know, this isn't a basketball game. This isn't a football game. You know, this is real life. And this has been prophesied that we're living in the last days. And we're on the launching pad. The power is there. The power is there. The power of the Lord is present, just like it was in Luke chapter 5. Remember, the power was there. The only person that got healed was the guy who came from the rooftop. Because he was the only one who got lit. Everybody else were like, oh, whatever, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. That's good, Jesus. That's good. Clapping your hands doesn't heal you. Clapping your hands don't get you lit. Deciding to stay on fire. I want to read one more thing that my grandfather would always do in the Holy Ghost meetings. And I think this is where we're at. And actually, it's my first book, The Power of God. Remember that?
I talk about in my book, The Power of God. If you speak Spanish, El Poder de Dios. All right, it's in Spanish. The second book was Don't Be Stupid. So Don't Be Stupid, The Power of God is here. All right. Or in Spanish, Poder de Dios. All right. Here we are, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 1. And I, brethren, this is Paul talking to the church of Corinth. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellency of speech of wisdom or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. So Paul says, you know, I didn't really know a whole lot. I didn't know a whole lot. For I am determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's where I'm at, folks. It's not about anything except for Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about me getting publicity. It's about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, what happens whenever you begin to talk about Jesus Christ and him crucified? Well, first of all, Paul says, I was with you. I was in weakness and in fear. See, a lot of you are afraid to get lit because you're afraid what might happen. You don't know. You don't know. I mean, I thank God for the boldness of Zach, our youth pastor, who's so awesome. We have some youth on fire for God. That he had the boldness. You realize it takes faith to say, hey, you ready to hear? It takes faith. That takes a lot of faith, guys. But it's time to be bold. And because of his boldness and because of the faith, guess what? There's a young lady now that no longer wears hearing aids. I'm saying she no longer wears hearing aids. She doesn't need hearing aids. Because one man had faith. Think if we all had that same kind of faith. The same kind of boldness. Anyway, it says, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and preaching were not with persuasive words or human wisdom. You know, sometimes we like stumble over our words, but it doesn't matter about your words. What matters is about the word of Jesus. And he says this, it wasn't about human wisdom, but what it was about was power. It was about in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The poder de Dios, the power of God. He says that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And it's time to put our faith in God's power. Put our faith in God's power and just preach Jesus Christ and him crucified to this world, to everyone you know. Drop the name of Jesus, everybody you know. And the Bible talks about signs and wonders will follow us to them that believe. All we got to do is believe. All we got to do is preach Jesus and let the power of God fall. See, the power, just like, you know, a rocket has power. It's ready to go. It's all ready to go. They packed it with all this power, but, you know, we have the most powerful source in the world. And it's all ready to go, but it needs somebody to light the ignition. Somebody to light it up. You know, and I'm here to tell you, if you have a lot of fuel, it don't take a lot of light. It don't take a lot of, don't test this at home. But if you throw some, like, gasoline here, I'm telling you, it don't take a lot of spark to light that thing up. In fact, I'm going to deviate for one second, just one second only. We were in South Africa, beautiful country, with my grandfather. Remember that? We were out in the middle of nowhere. And they had generator power. And they said at 9 o'clock, they're going to turn the generators off and we're going to be in the dark. So they put candles in our room and we had a fireplace. But, you know, here in America, we have this fireplace and we have these gas that we turn on, but we didn't have gas to turn on. So they gave us a little bit of newspaper, one of these little bellows things or whatever. And my grandfather couldn't get his fireplace to spark. So he invited me over there to help him spark his fireplace. And we were putting the toothpaper in. We were trying to light it up. And we weren't working. My grandfather says, "Here, let me do this." And he always used an electric shaver. And he has this shaving lotion called Electric Shave that he puts on his face before he shaves. And that electric shave has a lot of alcohol in it. And so he's like, "I'm going to pour this on the fire." And he poured it on the fire. And we got it light. And it was trying to light the whole bottle. He just threw the whole bottle in there. But I tell you what, man, if you light that fire, if you light that up, it just takes a little spark. I mean, we were working for a long time trying to do it in our own strength, in our own source. But when we got some fuel there, it just lit the place up. Not literally, just we stayed and kept it in the fireplace. But you know what? I'm giving you an example. I mean, it's time to light up, folks. It's time to explode. I mean, I believe we're going to have the last day revival, and we're going to, you know, we're going to ignite, we're going to launch, and then pretty soon we're going to be out of this place. But I'm not ready to get out of this place until we get the world saved, because, you know, there's 5.8 billion people that needs to get saved in this world. And then you need someone to walk with boldness, that's on fire, to go out and reach a lost and dying generation. And it's time for us to light up. It's time for us to ignite. It's time for us to get on fire. It's time for us to say, you know what? I'm just going to let God be God. I'm just going to come and I'm just going to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I'm going to tell you about how good my Jesus is. I'm going to tell you about how my Jesus heals. I'm going to tell you about how my Jesus saved. I'm going to tell you about how my Jesus wants to change your life. And He's willing and able, and He's going to do it. Let's be a doer of God's word. Let's be an example for the world. Let's go out and bring hope, help, and healing to our world. I don't know about you, but I poured my heart out today. It's my passion. I'm passionate for this world. I'm passionate that I'm tired of the on the verge. Anyone else tired of being on the verge? I'm ready to be pushed over the cliff. You know, see, when you push over the cliff, you have no control. I'm saying, don't do this. But if you want to stand on a mountain and you drop off, and there's nothing under you, and you don't have a parachute, you're going to be out of control. You know, it's like skydiving without a parachute. Well, actually, even with the parachute, you realize when they start free falling, and then at some point in time they hit the chute, and hopefully it works, because if they don't, they're still free falling. But see, what free falling means is, you know, it's not about us. It's not about what we think. See, a lot of times, you know, see, what happens is we get in fear. So what about, let's just take Zach for example. So if he was there to minister to this lady, what about when the Lord said, you know what, you should pray for their ears, and on the inside, Zach got afraid that person wouldn't get healed, and so he didn't pray. You know, a lot of times we're just afraid to get lit. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear. It's time to get out of fear and time to get lit. Get out of fear and just get lit. I'm passionate for this world. Let's all stand up. Let's all stand up. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask our singers. We have an awesome singing group. Amen. We got Dan the man, and what I want us to do, I want us to sing a song for the sake of the world. Light a fire in me. See, you know what? It's all about the world. I mean, and if God can light a fire in us, we can change the world. We can change the world. But it has to start with you. It has to start in you. It has to start in you. The Bible says to go to all the world and preach the gospel. But if you don't have a fire, you can't preach the gospel. And then it talks about what you should do. You should lay hands upon the sick. If people are demonic, cast a demon out of them. But you have to know that the fire of God's on the inside of you. You have boldness on the inside, and you're willing. We got to be willing. We got to be willing and obedient. We got to be willing. We got the globe working. We love our globe. We got to get some more parts, but I asked him, I said, please, we got to get this working. So I want us to sing this song together. And I want you not just, it's not just about a song, but about meaning the song. Just go ahead, Dan. Hallelujah.
And for the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Light a flame in my soul for every eye to see. For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Like a fire in me. For the sake, for the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Light a flame in my soul for every eye to see.
fire not for me. See, people all the time, it's all about them. Light a fire in me for the sake of the world. When you look at that world, a lost and dying, hurting world, 5.8 billion people are not born again. According to statistics, maybe it's close to 6 billion people now. But praise God. See all those lights? That's our Rhema graduates around the world that are preaching hope, help, and healing. I know we have many of our directors here, and a lot of them are stuck here in the United States right now because of a disease that's trying to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. And we need to pray for our directors. I mean, they're sitting here, you know, and I know that they're having Zoom classes and whatever, and Zoom is okay, but it's not coming in one place in one accord. It's not being what the Bible says. And I tell you what, man, I'm passionate. I'm ready to be lit. Not for my sake, but for the sake of the world. And I know our family, we're ready to lead by example. Because I know that we have a big place to play. And we're all part of the Rhema family. So you guys are all part of our family. And even if you just joined us here recently, that's fine too. And we want to welcome His glory and all the other people. Welcome to the Rhema family. And I'm sorry to cry, but it's for the sake of the world. For the sake of the world. But I talk about being a doer of the word. And, you know, you can sing it all you want to, and you can be on the verge all you want to, but at some point in time, you're gonna decide, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna be lit up. I'm just gonna jump in. I'm gonna do what God wants me to do. I don't know about you, but I feel the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray? Can we sing again? Just go ahead and sing.
For every knee to bow down, for every heart to believe, for every voice to cry out, burn like a fire in me, for every tongue to confess, you alone are the King, you are the hope of the earth, burn like a fire in me, for every knee to bow down, for every heart to believe, for every voice to cry out.
So excited. Everyone go and sit down for a few moments. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. And I just want to say for myself and hopefully for this whole church and all our Rhema family that we're sorry that we haven't been lit up like we should be. We're sorry we haven't been the men and women of God with all boldness to stand up like we should be. We're sorry that we've let things stop us from being lit up. We're sorry that we've made the countdown to be longer. But Father God, we thank you that I speak for myself and hopefully for this whole church and all part of the Rhema family, that we're willing and obedient to light up and let you ignite this world for this last day revival. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for revival to this nation. Revival to this generation. Revival to this world. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, Craig, I like what you're saying. I agree what you're saying, but I'm not even saved. I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I'm not lit because I don't know him. Or maybe you're here today and you say, man, you know, I was on fire for God, but I let the flame burn out. And I want to rededicate my life to God today. Or maybe you're here and you said, I don't know whether I've been ever saved or not. I've been in church, but I don't know whether I've been saved. You can have what my grandfather used to call a no-so experience. If you're here in this room and you've never been saved, or you want to rededicate your life to God this morning, I invite you to lift your hand right now. If you're here in this room and you've never been saved, or you want to rededicate your life to God, just lift your hand. Lift your hand. You say, there's a hand over here, there's hands over there, thank you. Anybody else say, I need to get saved, or I want to rededicate my life to God this morning. Anybody else across this auditorium? I see another hand, thank you. I know there's probably some of you that are watching out there, you know, that you need to rededicate your life, or you need to get saved. Anybody else, you're here and you want to rededicate your life to God, or you want to be saved for the very first time, just lift your hand. Okay, let's all stand up. If you lifted your hand for prayer, or you didn't lift your hand but you know you should have, I want to invite you to come down here at the altar. Come down here at the altar. If you lifted your hand, or you should have lifted your hand, just come down here. Come down here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus.
God bless you. How you doing? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Oh, there's more people coming down. Hallelujah. How you doing? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God is a good God. I tell you what this is all about. This is what it's all about. Anybody like Christmas? Anybody like Christmas? I know it sounds weird, but you know, Christmas is when Jesus Christ came. So if it wasn't for Christmas, we couldn't have Easter. Amen? Christmas is an awesome time. Anyone like Christmas? Now I'm asking you, do you like Christmas? You know Christmas? Anyone like getting presents? Now, I know as a little kid, my mom would wrap my presents, put them under the tree early, because you have to have presents under the tree. Anyone agree? And then she would put to Craig for mom and dad. Anyone have that happen to you guys? You know, and I couldn't wait for Christmas Day to open that gift up. I'm here to tell you that what you came for is a gift. Whether it be salvation or rededication, it's a gift that belongs to you. And it has your name on it. What's your name?
Karen Jean.
Karen Jean. It says, to Karen Jean from God. To Karen Jean from God. And I'm not going to go through all your names, but you know, it's been there. You know, and sometimes we open our gift and we play with it a while, but then sometimes we set that gift on the shelf. Anyone ever had their toys? In fact, you know, as you get older, sometimes you get revitalized and you pull your old toys back out and play with them. Sometimes it sits on the shelf and sometimes you need to dust that gift off and start playing with it again. That's being rededicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today's your Christmas day. I'm going to ask each of you to lift one hand. I don't care if it's your right or left, doesn't matter. Lift one hand toward God. What you're doing is saying, I accepted my gift this morning. And I'm going to pray with you right here for a few moments. And then we're going to send you to a special place of prayer. And they're going to give you some material that we have for you. They're going to talk to you about the new birth. And they're going to, you know, this it won't be long, just a few minutes. And then they're going to send you on your way. Is that okay? All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these wonderful, marvelous people. And we thank you, Father, for salvation, for saving each and every one of them. We thank you for forgiving them for their sins. We thank you, Father, for rededicating them. And we thank you, Father, that their life will never be the same again. We thank you that they're going to be lit for Jesus Christ and they're going to go out to this world and touch this world. Father God, we just thank you in advance for testimonies that we shall hear and we shall see from them in the name of Jesus. Can you turn this way? This is Pastor Greg. Can you just follow him for a few moments? He wants to give you some material and stuff. Can you please just follow Pastor Greg? Just turn this way, right here. What it's all about, folks. What it's all about. But don't let them be the only one that gets lit up. You got to decide. Please get off the verge. Darn, Ernie's laughing at that. That's okay, Ernie. You just get off the verge. Amen. God's a good God. Amen. Thank you for our special guests that are here with us, and we're glad to have you. Thank you for His Glory Ministries and, you know, going around the world. We're excited about your network and what you're doing for God. Thank you for everybody. But it's time to get lit, folks. All right. You know, the way we as ministers, we go to the door. I don't have the list in front of me. I know I'm going to be at... I can see it, but I'm all right. All right, I'm going to be at the north door. That's the door over there for some of our guests, all right? My parents, Pastor and Mrs. Hagen, are going to be in the south door. That's the one there. The east door is my sister and my brother-in-law, Don and Denise, and Pastor Bill Ray will be at the east door. And the west door will be Tad and Amanda Gregorich. We're all going to shake your hand. Brother Bill right now doesn't want to shake your hand, but he wants to say hi to you, okay? Not that he's mad at you. He just wants to say hi, all right? So we're going to be at the doors. Well, you know how we do it right here? Dan, the man here. Man, our worship team, they're awesome. They're incredible. Thank God for a good worship team. You know, one of the things that Dad said whenever he started this church was we're going to have the best children's ministry, the best youth ministry, and the best worship team. And God has blessed us with that. Amen. Amen. They're going to sing. Are you going to sing For the Sake of the World again? They're going to sing that. Let us get to the doors. And we want to greet you. Thank you for our visitors that are here. I know a lot of you are from out of town. Normally, we take and we have some stuff for you. But because there's so many of you right now, you know, we put some information in. We'll send you some information. Thank you once again. Amen. Be lit, guys.
And for the sake of the world.